6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, February 24th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Yes, we're live. We had a bunch of people call yesterday wondering, how come you're running a replay? Did Dave go away? No, Dave's still here. And so we just want to let you know our studio is having some work done on the internet connection, and so rather than getting interrupted in the middle of the show and everybody freaking out and wondering whether or not we've been bombed into oblivion, we decided that we were just going to, take the break and run a replay while we were having some upgrades done to our connections, and so we can continue to broadcast live. Isn't that wonderful? The Powerball, you just heard some stuff, which is always good, you know, because we got a lot of stuff going on there. 10% off Strauss Natural Products and 10% off Willard Water Products going on this week at the Powerball. In addition to that, Luis B., our first Level 3 supporter. Hey, you, all you got to do is go to buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour, or when you go to thepowerhour.com, you click on the link, Buy Me a Coffee will come up. All you got to do is do that and select Level 1, 2, or 3, and each level comes with more perks. What can I say? If you have any more information about it, support at thepowerhour.com. That's the way to get a hold of us. Obviously, I think today is the our termination day on 6.160, unless we decide to renew it. So if you're not hearing us there, it's because we're not playing right at the moment on that shortwave frequency. But if we are, the 24th is the day that we were going to cut off, as I've been announcing previously. We're still going to run everything else on 7.490, so don't panic. We have prayer roll here this morning. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Yes, if you could. Just a moment of silence for Gloria and her family. Her husband was in the hospital. He has since passed. Nora, who we told you about in Ohio, was with her brother, Jim Martin. He eventually passed away also. Please pray for Ralph Winteroud, longtime Power Hour guest, who is also in the hospital. Frontline doctors, Paul Alexander, Roger Hodkinson, and Byron Bridle, who have been speaking out on behalf of all of us, trying to get the government to wake up and realize we all know what they're up to. Pray for them as well. My son Mike is in the hospital. He needs a little prayer, too. He's having testing done. Hopefully he's going to come out of this without too much of an issue. Then we thank you for all of our blessings and for your loving hand, Father, on all those folks who have lost loved ones that are on our prayer roll today, and those who are in the healing stage that you are there to comfort and heal them. We pray for all those things in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Say amen. I hear you. So does he. And by the way, we have people emailing and calling in and tweeting, trying to get a hold of us at the show. And one of the things they want to find out is, because of all this Omicron garbage going on, they want to know where they can get a doctor online they can trust who's a COVID expert, not just one of these prescription factories that likes to throw drugs at stuff thinking it your problem will go away. They want to know, you know, with all these alternative off-label medications, where can we find a pharmacy that'll dispense them? That won't charge you an arm and a leg, among other body parts, or firstborn, like they're doing at the pump right now. Well, the answer to all those questions I have discovered personally is mygotodoc.com. Mygotodoc.com. Omicron is milder than Delta. But, you know, we're thinking the pandemic's going to be over soon. But I'll tell you, I've got friends who really have had a rough time of it. High-risk patients need preventative treatment or at least meds on hand, so they can start treatment right away. The worst thing you can do is sit on it and wait. Low-risk patients often benefit from the off-label stuff because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. For those of you who know what brain fog is, we've had Dr. Syed Haider on the show twice. He has built this network at mygotodoc.com, and I want to tell you about it for three reasons. One, Dr. Haider is a COVID expert. This is all he does. He's treated over 40,000 patients with zero deaths. Two, you can register for free. You can ask as many questions as you want, as often as you want. And three, they connect you to pharmacies that ship to you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anywhere else online. I mean, this is your source, your go-to source for COVID-19. My go-to doc, D-O-C, mygotodoc.com. Or you pick up your phone and you call 281-219-7367 and tell Dr. Heider we sent you. And even if you're sick and you feel like, oh, my God, I think I've got, oh, my God, coming, or Omicron or moronic or whatever you want to call it. If you think you're sick, tell them you are with the Power Hour. And they'll take care of you. All right? That's all you got to do. Tell them you're a Power Hour listener and Dave Krieger sent you. And also, Jim and Dina lost Dina's mom a couple of days ago up in South Carolina. We want to add them to the prayer list as well and let everybody know that we're thinking of them. You know, that's the one thing about loved ones when they pass away. The grieving process is kind of tough. And fortunately for a lot of people, they've had hospice in place. Hospice, let me tell you, from personal experience with my own mom, is a wonderful thing. And the blessings that you get because they take that load off of you is just absolutely wonderful. And we want to send a special prayer up to those that are taking care of our loved ones in hospitals right now, whether they have COVID or not, to put the healing hand of God on them, that they're doing the right thing and they're not committing medical murder like what happened with Scott Shara's daughter, Grace, up in Appleton, Wisconsin. So we move on to the news at 12 noon. We're going to be bringing on, after the break, Dane Wigington. He's been a guest on the show before. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. We're talking about a program that's on YouTube right now. It's called The Dimming. You can watch that when you have time. But we're going to talk about those chemtrails and the garbage that's in them and what Gates and everybody else is trying to do to us. That's coming up in the noon hour. In the meantime, all hell has broken loose in Ukraine. So far, 8 dead, 14 wounded, as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Of course, Putin's not calling it that. He's basically saying this is a special military operation, that it was requested by some of the breakaway provinces. And we're like, uh-huh. You know, you can't believe everything you hear. It's media, but what can I say? Putin is saying one thing, and, you know, we're all in a state of confusion over there. Explosions were reported across the country, including Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as well as in other cities, including Kharkiv, Mariupol, and Odessa. Ukraine's Ministry of Internal Affairs said in a statement, yesterday, 6 people were killed and 7 wounded in a bombing incident in Podolsk, the Odessa province, noting 19 people were still missing. Russia's Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying that its military is targeting Ukraine's military infrastructure. Nothing is attempting to threaten Ukraine's civilian population, Russia said in a statement. In the meantime, with this Ukraine attack by land, air, and sea in the early hours of this morning, Ukraine local time, this special military operation is now reporting 40 people dead so far. Russia troops also appear to be going after Chernobyl, which could set off radiation cloud across Europe. Well, wouldn't that be something? Ukraine warns as bomb hits ship owned by NATO member Turkey in the Black Sea, and Kiev sends citizens to shelters ahead of imminent bombing. So there's a lot of things going on right here as Russian forces attempt to control the Chernobyl exclusion zone. And, of course, as you know, the donkey show in D.C. is just making things worse. Most of America who's been surveyed, I think it was 72% or greater of Americans that were recently polled, said we do not need to be sticking our noses in this affair. We are anyway, because Ukraine owns Biden. It's obvious. I mean, look at his son, Hunter. Look where Hunter's been. You know, Hunter, what did you do here? See that big pile you left there? That mess Hunter left? And what about all these babes you knocked up, Hunter? And then you're selling artwork. What's that for? Pay child support? Are you paying hush money? Daddy getting some of that? Little commie daddy, is he getting some of that? This is why I call D.C. a donkey show. You remember all those little freaky things you go south of the border in Tijuana to watch? The donkey shows? Well, we got one going on in D.C. right now. And the media, they're all part of it. Ukraine, but in the meantime, has ordered a state of emergency. They have literally, and Russia has done the same thing. They have, I'm getting back channel reports now that the markets in Russia have closed as Ukraine is cutting diplomatic ties. Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, saying he doesn't know how much longer Ukraine's going to exist, telling his Austrian counterpart, warning the Eastern European nation may not be able to withstand the offensive. A lot of the troops are abandoning position in Ukraine, according to Russia. Of course, now this sort of thing is kind of like the what they used to do to us in World War II when the German propaganda machine would start up and they would have women who spoke in English, but they were German, and they would sit there and they would make statements trying to make us feel like we're less than human. Gee, that almost sounds like The View, doesn't it? Making statements against all of us conservatives out there that believe the 2020 election was stolen. Well, like I say, we have the moron with the mental acuity of a two-year-old, and, you know, I won't refer to him as president, so you people don't get all of you-know-what in a bunch. I am not a liberal piece of you-know-what. I don't want him in there any more than you do. He's making a mess of things the more he sticks his nose into places. Just tell him to take his little case of Depends and go home while he still can. He's put a gate up around the Capitol building, by the way. I guess he's really panicking because the truckers' convoy is en route to D.C., folks. They're headed up I-40, and they've taken a lot of precautions to make sure they don't piss everybody off as they go through their town. Unfortunately, the Pentagon has approved 750 National Guard troops. I guess they're going to put them around the little, you know, fences that they've erected around the Capitol. I don't even think that the truckers are going to even want to go that far. If they were smart, they would just, you know, shut down the beltway so nobody can get in and out. And then when they start to ramp up, the truckers basically need to get on the loudspeaker and start announcing, hey, folks, guess what? Time to shut down every single truck shipment in the United States and let's show Mr. Smarty Pants in the White House. He ain't so smart after all. When he doesn't get his case of Depends, he's going to have a problem. Who's going to wipe his butt? Dr. Jill? Wow. Maybe Giggles will. Oh, she's just over in Munich making a mess of things. Both of them are real blowhards, if you haven't figured that out. I'm on a warpath this morning against these two nincompoops. Nothing good has come out of anything this administration has done, and now they're sticking their nose in a war we should not belong in. They're sending our troops to NATO border states. The UN Security Council just convened an emergency meeting Wednesday night when Putin took to the Russian airwaves and said, hey, guess what? We're going to invade. So much for the UN Security Council. They're a bunch of worthless fools as well, and you know who funded all them. The Rockenvelds, that's right. They're the ones who donated the land the UN sits on. Of course, you know that. You're paying attention to history, right? We're getting reports, too, that within the next couple of months, it's likely there's going to be direct U.S. military involvement in Ukraine, with Russia now openly supporting and recognizing separatist troops in the Donbas region on the eastern edge of the country and apparently moving to aid them militarily. They want to separate. They want to come back to Russia. This is not the first time Russia has sent military units into Ukraine, but it's the first time since 2014 and the annexation of Crimea that the threat of military action has been overt rather than covert. So understand that China is watching all of this. Don't think they're not going, I wonder when it's our turn to go take back Taiwan. Oh, don't worry. See Uncle Joe? He's moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction. Yeah, what's going to happen there when they decide they're going to send their Chinese military all over Taiwan? Well, Uncle Joe will just sit there and probably poop in his depends. The man doesn't have a cognitive ounce of smarts in his brain at this point. And, of course, we have the World Economic Federation, the WEF. You know, they want to control us globally. They want to take over the Internet of Things. They want to inject us all with this garbage. And I don't care whether Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has brought an end to the Emergency Act in the country. He's still a commie pig in my book. He says, oh, well, you know, the Emergency Act is not necessary because we no longer have an emergency, eh? Some expanded authority. Look at the damage that the RCMP and everybody else has done. Seizing people's bank accounts. Don't think they're not done doing that yet. And you have to wonder when it comes to they're following the lead, understand that Putin and Trudeau have very similar mindsets. They're both communists. They're both evil. We know that. Canadians know that. I'm sorry for you folks up north. I know a lot of you are listening to us. Conspiracy-cafe.com. Our friend George Freund up in Canada, I know, is listening every day. He's been giving us updates from north of the border. And, of course, you know, we always welcome his phone calls to let us know what's going on. But, you know, whatever laws and bylaws are out there sufficient to keep people safe, Trudeau is still a commie pig in my book. And so is his little sidekick, the deputy prime minister. You know her, with ties to Russia, the commies. Yeah. You know, where is all of the folks that were leading the Red Scare way back when? Roy Cohn, where is he when you need him? Somebody go dig Roy up. Well, yeah, we need somebody with some sense pointing a finger at people in the White House and those people in Congress that are deliberately trying to turn us into a communist state. These people need to be prosecuted. Oh, wait a minute. They're part of the donkey show. That's right. Every time AOC opens her mouth. That's what I see. She's polluting the atmosphere again, folks. This is really scary when you have Google Maps putting the Freedom Convoy donors in Ontario all over their website. They're doxing them on Google Maps. Those who gave money to the crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo have been leaked online. Thousands of pins pointing to locations of donors throughout the Canadian province, each pin listing their names, donor ID, email address, the amount they donated, including those as low as $10. I mean, get this. What are they going to do now? They're going to go from house to house using Google Maps? Boy, I think it's time everybody switched and went to DuckDuckGo and shut off their Google. I mean, just get out of it. Get rid of your cell phones, folks. This is how they're going to find you. This is how they are finding you. Nothing is sacred when they can hack into Give, Send, Go, which is exactly what they've done. I mean, is there nothing sacred now? Bad enough they're polluting the atmosphere. We'll get into that next hour. But when you have the Canadian Parliament confirming Trudeau's tyrannical actions with a vote of 185 to 151 to institutionalize the destruction of all protest and free speech, oh, well, you can't speak out against the government. Well, guess what? Our own Freedom Convoy is headed to D.C. to do just that. We're going to see what happens. And if those of you who really care understand the purpose and intent, you've been watching what's going on. They left California yesterday, and they probably are headed through New Mexico into Oklahoma right now on Interstate 40, last I checked. If you have updates, we appreciate you calling us up at 844-769-2944. We're live today. No, this isn't a rebroadcast, folks. 25 after the hour. We're going to have 3 minutes. We're going to go to the break. We'll come back on the other side of the break and take your calls, 844-769-2944. If you want to call Uncle Joe in the White House a blowhard, you can call up and, you know, just be nice. But I am not a liberal piece of you-know-what. Kind of really irritates me when people call up and they don't leave their name and their phone number so I can call them up and have a chat. I mean, see, this is what I do. I've had my other radio show in Florida for over 2 years now. And the thing is my co-host and I, he's a retired attorney, used to be a law clerk for a U.S. District Court judge for over 9 years. Name is RJ. And he and I agree to disagree a lot. But you know what? We at least still have a conversation. 2 years and running. We have attorneys. We have judges. We have all sorts of people listening to the show. We have federal judges listening to the show. And the thing is they like it because we make fun of all the attorneys and the judges. Isn't that wonderful? Why? Because we can. People understand. Everybody's got an opinion. This is the whole idea, not to sit there and slam somebody just because you don't like their beliefs. The whole idea is you have the opportunity to call up and share your information and share why. Share your data. Tell everybody the way things are. Get out there and associate with people in your community and engage in conversation. You know what I like to do? I like to walk up when I see a whole group of people with masks on. I don't harass them. I look for a person that doesn't have a mask on, and I walk up to them in front of all the masked people, and I go, ooh, look, a healthy person, and I smile. And I guarantee you, you do that, you will get a smile back every time, and more than likely, you'll engage in conversation, and you can find out, how's the other person doing? How's it been since you took your mask off? Is everything okay? And I'm sure the people that don't have their mask on will get the hint real quick. Yep. So, 700 National Guard troops being deployed by the Pentagon in anticipation of the trucker convoy coming to the nation's capital. But wait, there's more. Oh, this is going to get crazy. What are they going to accuse them from? Being domestic terrorists? Now what are they going to do? Call the truckers domestic terrorists and invoke some sort of state of emergency around D.C.? Yeah, watch them play copycat to Trudeau. You will know the mindset of what's going on in our administration, whether you think it's de facto or not, based on how they treat the trucker convoy when they get to D.C. Just wait. Don't be surprised if they don't get infiltrated, too. You never heard of that old saying, PatCon? Yeah, we have a story about that that we're going to put on our email blast, which we hope you've signed up for. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. I'm having fun.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Respital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leece, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Well, it's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning here in Central Time. Yes, this is Truman Capote. I'm back from the dead.
Oh, Truman, you savage. Are you here to talk about little Uncle Joe? He's going to impose sanctions on Russia?
Well, of course I am, Dave. That's what he always does. He's such a savage. He wants to sit there and he's going to spank Putin.
Yeah, I don't think Putin cares really what Uncle Joe thinks, do you?
No, I don't think so. In a heartbeat, yes. He just likes to see cold blood, especially ours.
Yes, I know, and that's one of the reasons everybody wants him out. The guy has a mental acuity of a 2-year-old, don't you think?
Well, of course I do. I've always thought that. I bet his son Hunter ties his victims up with nylon stockings. I get goosebumps when I think about it.
Okay, Truman, that's enough of that. Winking, blinking, and nod, as you know. He pretty much, Antony on Blinken on Tuesday, announced he was going to cancel his meeting. And, you know, of course, now we are understanding the Russian markets have also shut off, not just their own dialogue between us and Russia. And I don't think, you know, I wonder when the last time Uncle Joe used the red phone. Remember how they used to use the red phone all the time? You know, Reagan would get on there and he'd
call up Gorby. Hey, Gorby, we need to have a conversation. Nancy, time for my medication.
You know, they would have these conversations, but you don't hear that now, right? Yeah, I wonder if Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod and you know who and Uncle Joe and Giggles in Munich are going to get, how much more they're going to step in it. It definitely looks like Putin wants his little entities back, his little separatist regions. He wants them all back. If he does get Chernobyl and he sets something off, well, I guess, you know, that's what happens. But here's the problem. Americans are going to suffer for it. We're going to suffer at the pump. We're going to suffer in a lot of different ways. 844-769-2944. You're just a little incensed right now that prices of gas in certain parts of the country are over $5 a gallon. How do you think it is with the truckers' convoy, who have basically saying they're taking every precaution to avoid being crushed? They are not going to have the same thing happen to them that happened with the folks in Ottawa. They are not going to have similar treatment from the Biden administration. And according to Maureen Steele, one of the main organizers of the People's Convoy, she told NTD's Capital Report in an interview, they've been operating with local municipalities and police along the route. Yeah, they don't want to get these folks irritated with them. They want their support. They have lawyers on board helping to make sure that we're within the law as we're rolling through entering small towns, make sure we're welcome there. And of course, the FBI, I mentioned the word PATCON. This is something that we're going to include an article on. It's called Patriot Conspiracy. This is a secret operation by the FBI to infiltrate right-wing and domestic extremist groups. And you know, with Merrick Garland at the helm and parents who show up at school board meetings are domestic terrorists, and it's kind of sad when you have stuff like this going on that your own agencies who are supposed to be serving we the people and protecting us are turning on us and accusing us of being terrorists. I mean, this is crazy. Esther, do you think we're domestic terrorist?
Some of us, not all of us.
Yeah, I mean, is it a little disconcerting the FBI is going to try to infiltrate us if we try to get together and discuss how we're going to solve our country's problems? I mean, it's crazy. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, It's not disconcerting. Everybody who understands and knows that this was about to happen, that's disconcerting. That they're doing it is not. Okay, so I'll tell you what's on my mind. I'm reading another book, and it's Donald Trump Jr., Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible. And it includes 559 endnotes. And this is the truth that I found in the book that the American people must become aware of. And when you hear this, please share. This information was that I'm about to say was forcefully blacked out and blocked out from all media and government officials to never discuss the truth of Joe Biden's medical history.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is now and you know, even your media, and you have to be careful what you say or don't say. So this information was brought forth in the endnotes by Michael Brandt-Sawatsky, Joe Biden's aneurysm rupture, a stroke of fortune, and Terrence P. Jeffrey flashback, brain surgeon told Biden he has less than 50% chance of being normal. So 30 years ago, so that would put Joe Biden in his 50s, he suffered two brain aneurysms on two different occasions. The first one attacked the left side of Joe Biden's brain, which means that he was hemorrhaging, right? The left brain supports cognitive verbal communication. The second aneurysm has been registered, but no information has been allowed on that one. Zero. Now, from one aneurysm, there is a 66% chance that the survivor will have a neurological deficit. Our current president, Joe Biden, has suffered two aneurysms. Now, this explains everything, absolutely everything. And the reason he is our president is because he is the most feeble puppet that has ever resided as a president. And Nancy Pelosi has made a Christmas wish list along with her cohorts, the Congress, the Senate. They're all in on this, every last one of them. And the Rhino Republicans, some of them aren't. We know how that plays off. You know, you can't put 100% anything on a group of people, but the majority of them are reaping so much money from this and power. And the power that they hope is going to bring them into the next form of government, whatever that is. So there's the truth of our president. We wish him well. We pray that God keeps him safe. He is a human like us. And he's been used sorely by his supposed friends. And we have to pray for Mr. Biden that he steps down gracefully. And he lives the rest of his life in peace and quiet, confessing his sins to Almighty God through his son, Christ Jesus.
If that's where his belief system is, sometimes I wonder. Esther, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
You're very speaking welcome,
of,
Dave.
Yes, yeah, and speaking of Biden, secret flight nights, rampant criminality, and 100,000 dead Americans. We have a full-scale foreign invasion occurring right here in the United States of America. And where do we want to stick our nose? Yeah, that's what we call weapons of mass distraction, folks. That's all, folks. Yeah, that's right. The little commie porky pigs up there. You know, there's a real problem when you have big tech and big media and everybody engaged in all of this donkey show going on in D.C. They want to cling on to power permanently, as Esther just mentioned. I mean, this is what they want. They have strategists out there trying to figure out how to create a permanent progressive majority in America. And I think the only way that they think they can do this is to import millions of people who are first and foremost beholden to Democrats for encouraging and enabling to come here. Now, here's the problem. They want them to stay permanent, even though they're illegal. They want them to be here permanently so they can vote, and we, the people, as taxpayers, are paying their way. You know, I know you see something wrong with that. I do. Even as a news reporter, I would be asking questions. Like, you know, exactly how much are you going to expect the American taxpayer to fund the behavior of these illegals? But what I really want to know is, what happens when all the money runs out and they don't have any more money? You can't print enough money. Congress finally says, hey, you know what? I think we've had enough of approving all of this extra infrastructure money that's being diverted to pay for these illegals so that they got a paycheck coming in and they'll just run to the poll and vote Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. But the problem is, what happens when they actually move and integrate into society and see and learn for themselves and engage with people of their own race, creed, color, belief system, value system, and they start getting inundated with all of the complaints and they hear all of the bitching and the whining and everybody saying, hey, you're here, you need to be here legally, not illegally, and do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand what they're trying to do to you? You understand eventually they're going to make you take the jab? Do you understand? You know, I mean, these people at some point in time, they have to be able to exist in America with us. They have to be able to coexist. How are they going to do that when they don't have a place to live and they're out of money and there's no money left and all of a sudden they're left trying to figure out how they're going to support themselves? Who are they going to blame them? Republicans? No, they're going to look at the White House and go, well, wait a minute, you're the one who told us to come here. Now you got to take care of us. You see, that's part of the communist state. Well, it's socialism first because you're taking care of them that way. But then when you start ordering all of we the people to go on doing what they're doing, and you're ordering we the people and telling us what we have to do, well, now you're a communist. And see, that's where you got to watch these progressives, because they're commies in real life. They are. They have to be. They're behaving like it. You call them what they are, like the biblical saying, ye shall know them by their fruits. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you, Dave. All the subjects you're talking about.
get your goat, doesn't it?
Oh, goats. Hell, all of them. Yeah.
There you go.
I want to say that I went to the Reawakening America tour in Canton.
Oh, wonderful. Pray tell, how was it?
Dynamite.
Oh, I knew you'd love it. I knew you'd love it. All right.
Explode the enemy, though, you know. It wasn't on us. It's on the enemy. Ukrainian thing, I have Ukrainian friends, and one's just texting me out of Ukraine and so forth. And it's horrible.
Oh, no.
It's absolutely horrible.
What are they saying in the text?
It just requires prayer. You know, they have nowhere to go. They're really hiding.
Wow.
It's horrible. I do have thoughts or opinion about the trucker convoy. And it'll be passing me within, 2 miles on U.S. 22 going through Ohio. They'll be in Cambridge, Ohio. I think it's Wednesday or Thursday night. And
okay.
They'll be passing through going east. And there will be this county voted 85% for Trump. So the roads will be crowded. And wherever they land in Cambridge, it'll be crowded. And then about that, though, I think they're making a real tragic mistake. I don't think that they should be doing this convoy. I think it'd be much more effective.
Why do you think that?
Because this is costing all those people all the expenses and the exposure. And when the government gets you congregated, it's a bad thing. Like you said.
Okay, I can see that point.
The PACCON, et cetera. But why not an old-fashioned strike? Everybody just stop their rigs at home. They'll save the money. They'll save the exposure. And they will not be able to go out and find them all by refusing loads.
And that's right. And see, and Kevin, I agree with you. That's exactly what I said just a bit ago, is as soon as the National Guard starts to approach, all of a sudden they just turn the convoy around, go home, and then just shut down. Shut down the country and give this government a taste of their own medicine. I agree with you 100%.
Well, thank you very much, because when it comes to the truckers, you know, that's using a ubiquitous term, somebody, you know, the industry. Well, you have all these Middle Easterners, and, you know, you go to a truck stop, you got ragheads everywhere. And you have all the people from all nationalities on the CB radios. You cannot understand anything in the traffic, and they'll be not supporting us. And you know, say 1,000 trucks or 2,000. I can go between here and Columbus, Ohio, and see 300 or 400 trucks, just counting them on I-70.
Right. Well, there you have it. Just on I-70. All right, Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm fine. Hope you are well, too.
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking.
You know, we hear about how corrupt places like Russia are, and, you know, from what I've heard, the Ukraine is actually a lot more corrupt than Russia per capita, you know.
We've heard that.
Country. But they don't have anything on our corrupt officials. I mean, we have such corrupt officials there in Washington that, you know, there's times I kind of hope that tsunami comes and gets it.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm calling it a donkey show now.
But, you know, I was, I have a Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedia that's 1961 copyright, and I was reading about the history of Russia, and actually it started, they kind of date it to the, you know, beginnings of what became Russia to 862, and not too long after that, Kiev was the capital initially, and then later on, you know, it moved to Moscow after a couple centuries, I think. But, you know, Putin was right in his little history lesson on Ukraine. It really wasn't a, you know, a state until, you know, Lenin did that after they were taking over, you know, Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution. It said that in 1914, the Russian Empire, which is what, at least that's what I call it, it was 1/6 of the landmass of the world. You know, and that was, it's just that, you know, we're getting so much disinformation over here. And you know, at the time that of the Monroe Doctrine, there had to be people in Europe laughing about that, because the United States was not that strong. But to me, this looks like Russia's Monroe Doctrine is, hey, you're not going to put things all around us where you can hit our capital and nothing flat.
Well, you know, see, Sherry, that's one of the things, you know, in retrospect, when you're talking about NATO and everybody moving all their armament and stuff and surrounding Russia. Well, I mean, this is when you're talking about it. And I've heard some commentary about people who, when Kennedy was president, they had the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, Russia was moving nuclear missiles in Cuba, and they let it be known. And Kennedy said, no, you're not. You're going to start World War III.
We had stuff in Turkey right on there.
There you go. See, this is why Biden is not happy with what's going on, because one side ramps up, the other side ramps up. Then you get into a fist fight. Then it becomes more than a fist fight. Then people pull out the guns and they start shooting. Then things get crazy, and then U.S. troops get sent in. Then U.S. troops start getting shot. And now everybody's screaming at the Pentagon, screaming at their congressman, why did we even get involved in the first place when we have a full-scale foreign invasion going on at our southern border?
Well, and think about that comment that Victoria Nuland was, she got caught, you know, on the $5 billion they've been giving all these non-governmental organizations back in, at the time of the Maidan, you know, the color revolution over there in 2014. That was after the crisis in 2008 where, you know, a lot of people lost their homes. What if that money would have been spent helping us? Instead, the banks got a break.
Sure they did. You know? I wrote a book about it called Clouded Titles, which is available on the Power Mall.
So, yeah. Okay, that's all I had, Dave. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Sherry, so much. By the way, the protester who allegedly was shoved off of the ledge by a police officer on January 6th has identified himself, says he plans to sue the police for attempted murder. Derek Vargo was the unnamed subject of a video in which a police officer appears to push him off a 20-foot high ledge, plunging to what many assumed was a tragic death. And basically, the protesters carried him off and to an ambulance because the cops did not do it. And Vargo and his attorney have announced they're going to sue the U.S. Capitol Police for the injuries and mental trauma caused by the push and fall. Vargo, 32, is a yacht builder in Tennessee. He has no doubt the motorcycle cop who pushed him did it with the intention of hurting or killing him. So we'll see how that plays out. Chad in North Carolina, good morning. Welcome to the show, sir. Or should I say, welcome to the show, comrade.
Thank you. I just wanted to add, a couple things I've been watching. I kind of look at the big picture. But as far as Ukraine, I heard Wayne Allyn Root yesterday saying that his hypothesis, although I don't know if he has any proof of it, is that if Russia invades Ukraine, which they are apparently in the process of doing, they may arrest a lot of the people that had dealings with the Bidens to humiliate them in front of the world. And also, I've seen articles of China waiting in the winds to see how we're going to respond to Ukraine. To me, the situation could have been diffused if they had said, okay, we won't ask Ukraine to join NATO if you don't disturb the surrounding NATO countries. That may have been a better approach, but I don't know if Putin would be willing to negotiate on something like that.
But, no, I think our administration has stepped in it, Chad. I mean, in a big pile of it. So, you know, I think by them sticking, you know, it's not good for us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it follows the pattern of, bumbling, which seems to be the pattern every time we get in these situations where we may have to go into a conflict, which should not have happened. And there could have been other alternatives, but that's often what we do here in the U.S. I've read plenty about that. I saw a post on the Power Hour website that Catherine had tried to see if Joel Skousen could come on and talk about the World Affairs Brief.
That'd be interesting. And you know, he did write that book, Strategic Relocation.
Yeah, his newsletter is very, very enlightening, gives lots of good preparedness tips. And he had been writing for years and months recently about he doesn't believe, it doesn't mitigate the threat, but he doesn't believe that the goings-on with Russia could lead to a nuclear war. He believes that it would probably come in the form of a tactical nuke from North Korea hitting South Korea, where we have troops and we would be forced to respond. But if they're talking about committing troops to Ukraine, which I thought I heard you mention that earlier.
It's all the border areas. It's the border areas. All these surrounding countries of Ukraine and the Soviet Union, Latvia, Estonia, everything that is, you know, close to Russia. They're doing the same thing Russia did to us in the Cuban Missile Crisis, parking, you know, troops and stuff off, you know, near Russia where Putin is freaking out and saying, hey, if you don't want an escalation, why are you bringing all your people in and putting them and surrounding them in all these border areas and all these border countries? What are you doing that for if you, you know, this is my war, my situation, my scene. They came in, the people in Donetsk and Luhansk, you know, they're the ones that are called us up and said, hey, we need you to come in here and rescue us because we've got this dictator that's, I mean, you know, we're not getting the facts, Chad, because we're not there. We don't know what's going on. I mean, Kevin in Ohio just said he's got friends over there in Ukraine and they're texting him, telling him things terrible. Well, the civilian population, it's collateral damage. It's going to happen no matter what. It would happen here if that same garbage got started. And, you know, what can I say? This is the thing that we're going to face if we don't get a handle on this. Thanks for your call. We're coming up to the break. Dane Wigington is going to be with us talking about chemtrails after the top of the hour. I'm still working on my book, Doomed to Repeat. It's going to actually have a section in there in the appendice about taking out bullets. I think people need to start thinking about taking bullets out of your loved one's system in the case of a firefight. And so a little surgical skill might be necessary. Invest in some sutures, as long as you're going to buy stuff on eBay and Amazon. Get some sutures. Get some 00 silk. You know, that whole list is of preparedness. First aid is in my upcoming work. But anyway, we'll be talking to Dane Wigington after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.